a wide beam, Kaira Arbu, a beam that's 4 tefachim wide, that goes straight across the bar of water, is materis b'mayim. It's mater, each chatzah, to carry up from this bar into that chatzah, the water. So this case of Kaira Arbu, that's materis b'mayim, Rashi said, that's not a shower case. Rashi is at the top, Rashi here, on the base, is the bar shebein beis chateris. We're talking about a board that was in between two chateris. Unesuna arochba, and it's put on its width. The emtsa bor, mamish in the middle of the bor, lamal on top. So it's matir. Why is it matir? That since this board is rochiv dalad, is wide, 4 tefachim, we say pi tikru yerd v'seisim, the two sides of the boards go straight down. So we say as if there's a mechitza now dividing up this bar of water. So each chatzah is allowed to carry up from the water right next to its chatzah. Because each chatzah, we say, he's carrying it not from another rishus, he's carrying it from the water right next to its own rishus. Now, the shailer is, where is the mechitza here? There's no mechitza inside the bar itself. The only mechitza you have here is that on top of the rim of the bar, you have a beam going straight across, mamish in the middle of the bar, dividing the bar on top. And we say, pi tikru yerd v'seisim. But our koponim, there's no mechitza inside the bar. So according to this Nakash, according to Rabbi Yehuda before, that Zayi according to Beis Shammai, Zayi according to Beis Hillel, the mechitza has to go down and at least touch the water. According to Beis Hillel, the first tefach of the mechitza has to be in the water. And there you have no mechitza at all, even near the water. It's only all the way on top of the rim you have a beam, 4 tefachim wide, over the rim of the bor, coming down with pitikra. So that's going to be the Kasha soon. So first thing, Gemara asks a question like this. For the Gemara, ha-ka'ozol dli li-degisa. How does it help you, stam, you have a kura on top of the bor, like across the diameter of the bor, but our koponim, when you lower down your pitcher on your side, the pitcher, mistama, swings over to the other side of the bor. So you're schlepping up the water from the other chatzar. It should be yasa timetalta from one chatzar to another chatzar. We're talking about these two chatzarim, they're not making a ruba chatzar together. Umaisin, you're schlepping it up. Now, for the Gemara, that's not so shver. Kim lehum rabbonon, the rabbonon know for sure that the ain deli mahalach yoisam yabot tefachim. When you lower down a pitcher straight down, it doesn't swing more than 4 tefachim. So since the width of this curve, this beam going across on top, that's dividing the bar in half, is wide 4 tefachim, so when each chatzah puts down the pitcher near his side, we're not afraid the pitcher will swing over to the other side, to the other chatzah side, because the curve itself is 4 tefachim wide, and a beam does not swing more than 4 tefachim. So we're not afraid the pitcher will swing, the pitcher will swing into the other side, the other chatzah. So that's not so shver. Mufrek the Gemara, betachas kaira, but underneath the kaira itself, miyuhu ariva maya. What's the heter here? This beam is only going straight across on top of the rim of the bor. But inside the bor, there's no hefsek at all. So the water, mamish, looks like it's one body of water. It looks like both chaserim are using one body of water. So it should be us to use this water to carry it up without the rubi chaseris. Yes, the Gemara answers, Elam Mishum de Kalhu Shakilu Chachom V'mayim. V'mayim. I tell you, there's a special kalas here, the Rabbanim were lenient here, by the loch is over water. Whenever you're holding by making a mechitza over water, the Rabbanim will make it. Even though you have such a small mechitza just with a beam going across the top of the rim of the bor. What's the raya? Kideboy Menei Rabbi Tavla Mirav. Like Rabbi Tavla asked the Shaila from Rav. Mechitza Teluya. When you have a mechitza, that's 10 tefachim high, but it's hanging in the air. In other words, not mamish reaching the ground, it's not even gimel tefachim off the ground. It's more than gimel tefachim away from the ground. So the shalor is, ma'u shatata b'churba. If it's going over dry land, is it mutter to use these mechitzas to make either a shus yachid inside it, or to use it for mechitzas of a sukkah? Can you use such mechitzas that are hanging, not reaching the ground, to say as far from good achis? Will look as if these mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high should go straight down to the ground. Do we say it or not? Or Malay, the answer was, he answered him back, Ein mechitza tzluya materis, no. A mechitza that does not reach the ground, it's more than gimel tefachim off the ground, is possible. It's not called a mechitza. Ela b'mayim, only when the mechitza is going over water, do we say good achis that the mechitza does go down and reaches the water. That there's a svara kalhu shekilu hachama b'mayim. The Rabbonim gave a special lenience, a special kalis, when we're talking about mechitzas over water. That even though over the dry land we don't say good achis, the mechitza does not go down was Sefer Keret, since the kids could walk underneath the mechitza, the Gedi and Boikimbo, it stops good achis. But when the mechitzas are going over the water, then we are makel to say, yes, the mechitza comes down up into the water. So we see here, since we say kalas by water, hu adin, this Rav Nachman, or Amar Rav Aravu, also holds a kalas. So we have the beam going over across the top of the water, top of the rim of the bor, we're also makel over water to say the mechitzas go down. The Rashi learns, I call upon him with the stira to Rav Yehuda Shita before, that before Rav Yehuda said, even by a bor, when you want to make a mechitz inside the bor, they still hold the mechitz has to at least go a tefach down inside the water. And we paskin like that. So since we paskin, the mechitz has to be in the water, you have to have a separation to look as if the waters are separate. It doesn't help you, this bor here, if you have a kura going straight across on top of the rim of the bor. Our kopon of the mechitz is not inside the bor. We do not see any hefsik dividing up the two bodies of the water. So that's Rashi Shita. That Rav Nachman Taka argues on Rav Yehuda. The Chur the Tais doesn't like this pshat because we pass him like both halachas here. We take a pass like Rav Yehuda. So it's Shvet Hashem Rav Nachman argues. So maybe there's a chiluk here that here we're talking about a kira arba. The board is four tefachim wide. And whenever you have a board four tefachim wide, then we say the lumdus is pi tikra yerid v'saisim. It's not a din in the mechitza going down, it's a din in p'tikra. And when you have like a tikra, like a roof, a beam that's four tefachim wide, has a din like a roof already, and then we say p'tikra yerid v'saisim. So p'tikra, this svar is a bigger halacha. It's a stronger halacha that the mechitza goes down. See, even though the mechitza is only all the way on top of the rim, but we say as if it mamish goes down to the water. Ma'ashenke in stama, a mechitza that's not dalet tefachim thick. It's only like a mashu thick. Even though the mechitza is yutzfachim high, and it could be very wide, but our kolpanim is not thick, dalet tzfachim. Therefore, that mechitza we do not say is matir in a bor, unless the mechitza's mamash touched the water. That's Beisilu, that's a yudishit according to Beisilu. But here, when you have a kaira is a bigger matter. A kaira we say, pitikri yar v'saisim, here we could be nekel mua. So, male is no stiru halacha, you could hold from both halachas. Taisus though says a little different pshat according to Rabbeinu Tam or different akimta. I call upon him, Taisus says also is not a theory with Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Taisus has a different teretz here, different akimta in the Gemara. Something more of Aita. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, loy tei mechitza. So Rabbi Yehuda now mission is a big mekel that says that the mechitza that's dividing up this bor of water does not have to be inside the bor, inside the rim. It could even be all the way on top of the bor, as long as the mechitza is yud tfachim high and goes across the bor, that's also good. The Mara Omar Rabba Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. You should know Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Omra. Rabbi Yehuda holds the same shita that Rabbi Yosi does in Hilchos by Masechta Sukkah. The Yoma that Rabbi Yosi holds mechitza tluya matera safilu biyabosha. You should know he holds the mechitza that's almost hanging in the air, that's not reaching the ground. Abi the mechitza has a height of yud tefachim to it, even though it doesn't reach the ground within gimel tefachim, still it's a matter. We do say good achas even by mechitzas over the abosha. That's Reb Yosi Shita. Shkurig Mar means to say that that's where Reb Yehuda is mekel, that this mechitza, even though it's all the way on top of the bor, it's not inside the bor, so it doesn't even look like the mechitza has to do with the water. It looks like stam a regular mechitza, so what? Even by regular mechitza, over yabosh, over dry land, we also say good achis. So therefore here, as long as the mechitza is dividing the bor in half, even though the mechitza is all the way on top of the bor, still we would say good achis as if the water goes all the way down. Hey, Spishleimer, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amaru, that's Mazbe, Beisil, and Beisharman, and Mishnah, that holds no. That the mechitza has to be inside the bor, the pshat is. That we only say good achis by mechitzas when it's matter over water. So it has to be inside the bor to be nikkur that's coming to be matter the bor. But if it's all the way on top of the bor, it's not nikkur, it doesn't look like it's coming to be matter the bor. Therefore we're not matter, we're not maker with such mechitzas. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that says good achis even by regular mechitzas over dry land, who was in here also? Even though the mechitzas are all the way on top of the bor, so what? These mechitzas are also matter. That's what Gemara wants to say. That Rabbi Yehuda Yishno goes a libra the Rabbi Yosi. The what? Nachumol? The Beshitas Rabbi Yosi Yomra. The Yomra that he says, the Yomra Mechitza Tluya Materas Afilu Biyabosha. The Tanan, we learned, in Hilchos Sukkah, HaMeshal Shol Dofanes. if somebody is making mechitzas of the sukkah, and he's like weaving the mechitzas, he's weaving to make a mechitza. Hamashal shall define it, he's making the wools. Milmala lamati starts to weave from upwards downwards. Is bizman shegvoyis minoras gimutfachim. If these mechitzas did not reach within gimutfachim of the ground, he should know psula. The mechitzas is possible. Milmata lamal, let's say you start weaving from downwards upwards. In gevoya yutfachim, once the mechitza becomes yutfachim like shera, that's called a good mechitza for a sukkah. But the opposite way, if the mechitza is off the ground more than gimel tfachim, we do not say good aches by mechitzas vilcha sukkah. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, no. Kishem shem milmato lamalo asara, just like from downwards to upwards, if you have yutfachim for a mechitza, it's a kosher mechitza, that we say good aches, good asik, that the mechitzas yutfachim, it goes all the way up, is kach milmala lamata. The same way if you're weaving a mechitza from upwards downwards, asoro, which it comes down, which you have a mechitza that has a height of 10 tfachim, even though it doesn't reach the ground, you started to weave all the way up, and you're weaving downwards, and you don't weave, doesn't come down to gimel tfachim of the ground, still it's kosher. That's Rav Yosi Shita. In other words, we say good aches by Hilchas Sukkah, even over Yabosh, even over dry land, nothing to do with water. So Rav Yosi is a makel who doesn't say from Gdi and Boikimbo, he also called the good mechitza. So therefore, Rav Yehuda now Mishnah, that says that the mechitza can be straight across the bor, on top of the bor, is mutter, goes according to Rav Yosi Shita. That we say good aches by any type of a mechitza. So the Gemara of Elohi, I'll tell you, no, there's no rai, they're not totally zebizir. Elohi. Loi Rabbi Yehuda sova lo ke Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah does not hold from Rabbi Yosi's chiddush. I'll tell you, loi Rabbi Yosi sova lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yosi does also not hold from Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. Neither of them hold from one another. What's the pshat? Rabbi Yehuda loi sova lo ke Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Yosi. Does not hold that you say good achis by mechitzas. Na'at kam loi kam Rabbi Yehuda. When is Rabbi Yehuda making on our Mishnah Elodeiru b'chatzeres? What's the question here in our Mishnah? You have this bor, this ditch of water, that's in between two chatzerim. Now really, it's all a Rishus Yochid Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you're allowed to schlep up this water from the bor into the chatzer, there's no problem here, it's all a big Rishus Yochid. It's only a shalom the Rabbonin that you have to come on to Ruvi Chatzeres. Without making a Ruvi Chatzeres, it's also to carry up from the bor into each chatzer. So about this only shal and the Rabbonins is Elevei Ruvi Chatzeres the Rabbonin. Here Rabbi Yehuda is makel to say good aches, even though the mechitza is all the way at top of the bor, it's not even in the rim of the bor, so what? Even though the mechitza doesn't look like it's coming to the mat of the water, but so what? Since you have a mechitza here, and we could say good aches, so any time a shal and the Rabbonin think alochas, we do say good aches. Therefore the mechitza is kosher in our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you. Yeah, all right. Turn over, we'll see. Avu sukkah, mashenken in Rabbi Yosi's chiddush that tilcha sukkah, the raisa that that's halachim of the raisa. You have to have three walls of a mechitza loy. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda does know from Rabbi Yosi, where it's a shal in the raisa to make a mechitza. Maybe does know from good aches. We don't say the mechitza comes down. Here, Taka Rabbi Yehuda would argue on Rabbi Yosi. So we have no ray Rabbi Yehuda holds from Rabbi Yosi. Vayta can tell you swaro for loy Rabbi Yosi sabolok Rabbi Yehuda. Who are the neighbor Rabbi Yosi that's matter by sukkah does not hold from Rabbi Yehuda our Mishnah that you could be matter by mechitzas over water for Hilchos Shabbos. I'll tell you like this. Ad kam loy kam Rabbi Yosi. Up until now we only heard from Rabbi Yosi that you say good aches, the mechitzas could come down even though they're off the ground three tefachim. Still they could come down to the ground, ela b'sukkah. Only by Hilchos Sukkah is he makel. Why? The Yisr Esei. To make a sukkah is only a mitzvah sasein. If you don't have a sukkah, eating outside the sukkah, you're only mevatel the mitzvah saseh. But there's no shalom of the kurus involved. So about it's only a shalom for the mitzvah saseh, here Rabbi Yosi is makel to say that the din, Torah, the mitzvah saseh, we do say good aches. And therefore the mechitza is a kosher for the sukkah. Avul Shabbos, ma'ashenken, any yisurim as nageyat to Shabbos, even though it's only a shalom of the rabbonins, it's only a shalom of the Rubi Chatzeris. But our kopon of the Yisrael of an Eruvah Chatzeris is Rabbonu made a gzera, don't carry from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid, because it looks like you're carrying from Rishus to another Rishus, that we're afraid you'll come to carry from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim. So our kopon of the Rav Gzeris here, that maybe you'll be over in Yisrael the Yiraisa. So Avul Shabbos, The Yisurah Skila, the Yisrael of carrying out on Shabbos from Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yochid, there is an Yisrael Skila involved too. Lo Yomar, maybe Rav Yossi would not even say for the Rabbanan Dikas Sharli in Shabbos. But the Bible pertains to Hilchah Shabbos, he would not say, oh, good Achis, no gay to Hilchah Shabbos. Rav Yossi is only Maker on Hilchah Sukkah, which is only Mitzvah Saseh. There we say good Achis, Mechitzah, that are 10 Tfachim high. But they're off the ground. You Tvachim, still we say it comes down to the ground. Vashenken, Vilchus, Shabbos, Rav Yossi would argue on Rav Yehuda and our Mishnah, and would not say good Achas at all. So therefore, Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi have two different shittas. Lo Yom. So the Gemara, V'yim Toimai, I have a question now. Oysa Maisa Shinase B'Tzipori. There was a Maisa that happened in Tzipori, the Churah, that we'll soon see the Maisa later, that they were matter to carry with Mechitzah Tluyas, with Mechitzah that are hanging over a dry limb, which was Gimel Tfachim off the ground. Now the Mora, the Asri of Tzipori, was Rav Yossi. So here we see that Rav Yossi is not even for Hilchah Shabbos that we say Gudachas, because there was a Shaila on Hilchah Shabbos. So that's the Mora. Yim Tevah, Kavak Hashem. Oysa Maisa Shinase B'Tzipori. This Maisa that happened on Shabbos in Tzipori. Al Pi Minasa. Who was the Mora, the Asri that was matter with there? Loi Al Pi Rav Yossi. The Churah wasn't it Al Pi. The Mora, the Asri, the head of that city, was Rav Yossi. So you see, Rav Yossi is even matter on Shabbos to use such mechitzas that are hanging over the ground, even though they're higher up than Gimel Tfachim. Still we say good achas vilcha Shabbos. So at the Gemara, loy el alpi Rav Yishmael b'Rav Yossi. Nasa. I tell you, that Maisa was alpi the son of Rav Yossi. It was after Rav Yossi was nifter, and his son Rav Yishmael took over. So his son Rav Yishmael, he took hold, you say good achas even by vilcha Shabbos. But Rav Yossi himself is not muchach held by Hilchah Shabbos. Maybe he only says by Hilchah Sukkah, not Hilchah Shabbos. What's the raya tomorrow? Tichi Yossi Rav Dimi, because when Rav Dimi came, Oma, pa machas, one time, what was the maisa? Shochachu, they forgot, for lo heviu sefer Torah miboyd yoim, that he did not bring the sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer where the shul was, where they have to lay on Shabbos morning. So the kitzah, they didn't have the nates to how to get the sefer Torah into shul the Shabbos. The chotzer was in another chotzer, and they did not make before Shabbos in the Ruvi Chatzeris. So the Churah also to carry the Sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer. What was the Yetzer? Lamacha, when they wake up in the morning, Pirsu Sadin, they spread out sheets, Al Hamudim over beams, and over beams. In other words, they made like a mechitza now. They view Sefer Torah, and they carried the Sefer Torah from one chotzer to another chotzer. So the pshat from these mechitzas were, it was a direct mechitza, like two sets, like two rows of mechitza, two rows of sheet, directly from this chotzer where the Sefer Torah was to the shul. So the kids, even though there are other chatzerim involved, but we have now a direct mechitza, direct line like to walk from this chotzer to the other shul. So no other chotzer could get in here because there was no pesach, no entrance here. So Mela blinds like just these two Rishriyas are here. So it's like from one Rishus Yachid, which is Mutta to carry. That was the Maisa. So the kids said they were Mekel to carry with such Mechitzes, even though the Mechitzes were hanging. So the Gemara of a Koraboy, and they read the Sefer Torah. So Mori has two questions on this Maisa. First of all, Fret Gemara, Pirsul Lechatchila Mishari, is a Mutta to spread out these sheets to make Mechitzes on Shabbos? We have a Frat here, you want to make a Mechitza to be Matta to carry through a Chotzer, is a Mutta to make Mechitzes on Shabbos? Everybody is masking. You're not allowed to make an oil arai mitchil on Shabbos, where the frat the mechitzah is matter on Shabbos. Everybody holds that sasar. So how could you come to make mechitzah mitchil on Shabbos here? Now, if the Gemara Elamai, the Maisa was Elamotzu Sadin Prusim Al Hamudim. The Maisa was they woke up in the morning and they found that these mechitzahs were not here from before Shabbos, and still they carried the Sefer Torah through with these mechitzahs on Shabbos. Even though these mechitzas were hanging off the ground more than Gimel Tfachim, still they were mekel here. So that was the kasha of the Churah and Tzipori with Rav Yossi. You see, Rav Yossi is mekel even Mehilchah Shabbos. He holds you do say good aches even Mehilchah Shabbos. And that the Teretz was no, it wasn't Rav Yossi. It was after he was nifter when his son took over Rav Yishmuel, and his son was the one that was matter this Maisa. So his son told that even to Hilchah Shabbos, like Rav Yudin now Mishnah, that you do say good aches by mechitzas, even by Hilchah Shabbos. So the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Yishno Reb Yehuda, and now Mishnah, Reb Chanina ben Akiva Omru Dover Echad. I tell you, they both say the same type of a chiddush. What's the two chiddush? The Reb Yehuda Hodi Amorin. Reb Yehuda is like our chiddush in the Mishnah that we said that we make, even though the mechit is only way all the way on top of the bor, even though it's on top, it's not inside the bor at all, still we make, that we say gudachas behilchas Shabbos. That was the Yehudis Chiddush in the Mishnah. Now, where's Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva's Chiddush? The Tanan we learned. Rabbi Chanina ben Akav Yoimer. The next Mishnah we'll soon see. Gezustura. If you have this porch that's sticking out of the wall, again, that underneath the porch is a nahor, is a river, and you want to schlep up the water from the river up until your porch. So Chura Poshin, it's also because the river is a karmelis, and atop your porch is a Rishus Yochid. So what's the Yetzer? So he says Yetzer like this. If you have a porch that's sheyesh bo arbo amos al arba amos, that the porch is 4 amos by 4 amos wide, in other words, it's 24 tvachim by 24 tvachim, the Yetzer is chokak bo dal dal dalad, in the middle of this porch, hollow out a hole, 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, umamala, and through that hole, lower down your bucket, and you can step up the water. That's a b'chalina's heter. Even though before we learned it's only mut if you make two things. You have to first hollow out the mokum down by dalam, and then make mechitis, gevoya yutfokim, either on top of the hole or on bottom of the hole. But at koporim, you have to have mechitis surrounding this hole to make it reshus yochid. Here he says no. As long as the porch itself is rochiv dalam by dalam, it's mutter. And what's the svara? A new svara, we say kofaf. We look as if the hole is in the middle of these dalam damas. So we're saying now, Dal Ramis is 24 by 24 Tzvachim. So the middle 4 Tzvachim is hollowed out for the hole. Now on each side of the hole, you have Yud Tzvachim. Even though the Yud Tzvachim is part of the flat porch, we say Kofof. We look as if we bend up each side of the porch, that now it's straight up and it comes into a Mechitza. That's the Yehudis Kula. So Amar Abaye says, no, who says one holds from the other one? The Dilma Lahi, they don't hold from one and the other, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina. Ad kan lekum Rabbi Yehuda. When is Rabbi Yehuda make on our Mishnah Osam El Diyom Agud Achis Mechitzosa? I tell you, Kol Poram, you have the Mechitza going straight across this bor, just it's not inside the bor, it's on top of the bor. Good. So you have a Mechitza Yud Tfokam Hoi, we say Gud Achis, the Mechitza comes down. Avul Kaif, the good light. But to say Rabbi Yehuda holds from Rabbi Chanina's Chiddush, that when you have this flat porch, the porch has no mechitzas at all. Still we say kaif. We'll look as if we'll bend upwards the two all around the yutzfachim, all around the hole, to make it into a mechitza. Maybe that you don't say. Even Rabbi Chanina's only matter over the Yam Shotzveria. That it has a bank, it has rims all around it. So it has really a shame with Shusi Yochid Yam Shotzveria. The Eros Rekafifas, Makifas Oysom. But by other rivers, maybe he's not makel at all. Now there's a regular river that's a Carmelis, he's not makel at all. Mashenken Yamashot Tveria, like we'll see later, really it's a Rishus HaYochid. Just the reason why you have to have some type of a heter is because these mechitzes are not hukuf ladira, and it's wider than a base of time than 70 by 70 yamas. Therefore, it's also at the bottom to metal in the Yamashot Tveria. But I call upon him, it's not a regular Carmelis. It's only like a Rishus HaYochid. So therefore, here Rabbi Yechanina is mekul with such a svara to say that we say kaif. We look as if the rest of the porch is bent over, bent upwards to look like a mechitza. But over a regular karmelis, maybe he's not mekul. So therefore, the two shittas are two different svaris. We have Yudish Shita and Rabbi Yechanina. It's not muchach one holds from the other. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up that Pezayin. The last Gemara was we had before that Pevov and Beis was Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva's halacha. Just see the last half nachemol. This nine Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva oimer gezustro. That's a porch that's sticking out over a yam. On the bottom is the river, and you have your house that's right next to the river, and you have your porch sticking out over the river. Sheyesh bo arba amas al arba amas. If your porch sticks out, it's 4 amas by 4 amas. That's how big your porch is. Which in Tfochim is 24, Rashi says 24 Tfochim by 24 Tfochim. Because an Amo is 6 Tfochim. So 4 amas by 4 amas is 24 Tfochim by 24 Tfochim. There's a Kulu now.